Hello and welcome to the Slider Insider, the sprint car racing podcast with a name that sounds vulgar, but it's not, and dirty because it is. My name is Sean. Let's get into episode number 3. We'll start off episode number 3 with a racing recap from last weekend. We had the USCS sprint cars at Volusia Speedway. On night number 1, the finish in order was 1st place Brian Timms, 2nd Dylan Westbrook, 3rd Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 4th Anthony Macri, and 5th Chris Martin. So Ryan Timms with the victory that night ended up finishing with a 7.5-second lead and lapped all the way up to 8th place for his first ever USCS sprint car win. So very impressive performance from him on night number 1. Night number 2, it was Tyler Klim coming away with the victory, followed by Davey Franek, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., again in 3rd, Anthony Macri also again in 4th, and round out the top 5 was Ryan Timms. So although Ryan Timms was not able to get the victory that night, he came all the way from 17th to charge his way up into the top 5. So very impressive performance from him, and equally impressive performance from Tyler Klim, taking night number 2 for the USCS Sprints at Volusia. Another item worth mentioning, quick time, both nights was set by Brenham Crouch. Friday night, he set a new track record at 14.160 seconds. And on Saturday, a pretty close time at 14.290 seconds to set quick time both nights. So it's good to see some racing action down there, kind of kick the season off. Opportunity to see some different faces and people that you wouldn't normally see race with the series and coming from other parts of the country, all to get a chance to race and kick their seasons off there. You know, Ryan Timms, obviously I mentioned him picking up the win the one night and, top 5 the next night. Very impressive performances from him, as I mentioned before, as well as Tyler Klim getting the win there. Both Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Anthony Macri putting on a good battle both nights. Again, very consistent, finishing 3rd and 4th, respectively, both nights. All right, moving on to some other series news. The World of Outlaws had David Gravel announce that he was committing to full-time competition with the World of Outlaws in 2023. Along with the announcement, he also revealed his paint scheme for this year, which is similar to previous years, but a little bit of a twist on that design for the number 2 of David Gravel. And a new paint scheme designed from Spencer Baston as well, returning in the CJB number 5 with the True Timber Riptide paint scheme for 2023. So another very sharp looking car also from CJB and Spencer Baston. A few other car announcements and committals. We had Corey Eliason announced as going to be the driver in the Indy Race Parts 71 car this year. They're going to be running the High Limit Series, as well as probably see them at some other races around the country this year as well around that High Limit Series. Parker Price Miller released his car design for this year. He's going to be back in the 9P Chalk Sticks car for the 2023 season. Zeb Wise in the Rudin 26 released their car design for this year. A little bit of a twist on their previous designs, going with the white with a blue kind of lightning stripe kind of design down the center of the wing. So another very sharp looking car there from Zeb Wise and Rudin Racing. We also had an announcement for a new driver joining the Fast Series for 2023. So Jack Sutterman Jr. announced that he's going to be running full-time with the Fast Series this year as well. Some unfortunate news coming out from the All-Stars. Their scheduled events that they had planned for February 3rd and 4th at Sonoya Raceway, those have been canceled due to being rained out. We've had some steady precipitation down there. And it looks like they just weren't not able to get things in order in time for those events. So they have canceled those that will push the start of their season back to February 7th and 8th down at Volusia Speedway for the Dirt Car Nationals. And then their season will be followed by the Winter Nationals down at East Bay Raceway Park on February 13th and 14th. A couple more local Ohio tracks announcing their schedules for the 2023 season. We have Attica Raceway Park announcing their first 410 race of the season will be on March 17th. And then followed by Wayne County Speedway will open their season with 410 sprint cars on April 1st of 2023. A follow-up on a previous story I covered, Calistoga Speedway out in California, there's a vital election coming up on March 7th. Currently, the city of Calistoga, they've negotiated a purchase agreement with the county of Napa, who are the current owners of the Speedway. What I read, it says residents are to vote to approve bond measure E to provide funding to finance the acquisition of the Calistoga Speedway. So again, on March 7th is when that vital election will take place. So hopefully we get to see some positive news there when that occurs. So looking forward to the upcoming schedule as we start the 2023 season for 410 sprint cars. Again, with the All-Stars having their cancellations at Sonoya, now moves them on to Volusia to start their season there as their portion of the Dirt Car Nationals on February 7th and 8th. Following them will be the World of Outlaws doing their portion of the Dirt Car Nationals at Volusia on February 9th through the 11th. The All-Stars then move on to East Bay Raceway for a race the weekend of February 13th and 14th. Lincoln has their annual icebreaker race on February 25th and 26th, and then followed by the start of their typical schedule on March 4th. Shortly thereafter, Port Royal, Williams Grove, Attica, and a number of other tracks there throughout the Midwest will kick off their schedule as well. So definitely looking forward to getting back out there to the track in 2023, checking out some races, and of course covering them here on the podcast, the Slider Insider. So, you know, with that said, this will probably be the last one I do here before the Dirt Car Nationals. We'll get into that. And then following the Dirt Car Nationals, I'll go ahead and kick things off with a recap episode and anything new that we might come across in that time as well. Definitely seems like it's going to be an exciting season. You know, the addition of the High Limit Series definitely boosts things up. A lot of the increased purses around a lot of the other series. And, of course, can't go without mentioning, again, the Eldora Million. That should be a huge event as well. As well as some of the other crown jewels, Knoxville Nationals, the Huset's High Bank Nationals stepping up this year as well. So definitely looking forward to things and look forward to an exciting 2023 410 sprint car racing season. A last note, anybody that may be interested in supporting the show, we do now have some merch out there. So if anybody's interested in some t-shirts, hats, stickers for the Slider Insider, if you head on over to Facebook and follow our page on there, scrolling down, there should be a link to the merchandise page where you can check out some of those items for anybody that may be interested. So with that, I'll go ahead and wrap up episode number 3 of the podcast. Again, we are upon the racing season. We have some races coming up. It should be fun. So we hope to see everybody out there. My name's Sean. This has been Slider Insider. We'll see you next time.